But time now on Books and Arts to look up to the top shelf. Today it's actor, comedian, music nerd, and now children's author Alan Brough bringing you the five favourite cultural artefacts that are on his top shelf.
Hi, my name's Alan Brough, and I'm a comedian and now an author of a book called Charlie and the War Against the Grannies. The first cultural object that I would like to talk about is a television program that was made in the 80s called The Young Ones. It featured Alexei Sale. He played Jerzy Belofsky, and I remember the first time I saw him, I had ambitions to be an actor, and then I saw Alexei Sale.
Okay, Boots, do your stuff!
And I remember him dancing around singing a song called Dr. Martin's Boots in a tight-fitting suit, and I thought, no, that's what I want to do.
Dr. Martin's, Dr. Martin's, Dr. Martin's Boots! Dr. Martin's Boots!
The second thing I would like to talk about is a painting, and it is by a New Zealand artist called Colin McCann, and it is called Victory Over Death 2. It is a huge monochromatic canvas with the word I am prominently on it, and then amongst the gloom of the painting there are quotes from scripture. And I was brought up in a Catholic family in rural New Zealand, and McCann's paintings for some reason almost completely sum up what it felt like deep inside me to be a young Catholic man growing up in rural New Zealand. I can't explain to you why, but they just do. The third thing I'd like to talk about is the complete Oxford English Dictionary. 21 volumes of it. The entries for some words go on for pages and pages and pages and pages. When I pick up each volume, there is a weight of history and story and language and meaning and argument and emotion in each of those volumes, which is extraordinary and quite moving to me. The second to last thing I would like to talk about is the cover of an album. And that album is Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division. It is a black cover with a white pattern on it. And that pattern is a reproduction from the Cambridge Encyclopedia of Astronomy of the radio waves from a pulsar CP1919. And it's impossible to explain what it looks like. And explaining things doesn't help in any way. So I ask you to go and find a copy of Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division and look at it. It is, what's inside the record is perfectly encapsulated by the cover of the record. And the final thing I'd like to talk about is a piece of music by a Polish composer, last name Penderecki, and it is Threnody to the Victims of Hiroshima. It is a piece for, I think, 51 stringed instruments and three prepared pianos, plucked pianos. Pianos not played using the keys. I find it incredible. I was played it when I was 13 in a music class at my high school. And it really got me. I understood that it was music. I realised it wasn't noise. I could feel the underlying musicality in it. I just sort of felt it instinctively, I think. But what this said to me was that anything could be music. And the not long after that I heard Joy Division, I started listening to punk music. But Threnody had prepared me for it, and I still find it an extraordinary thing to listen to this day.
Alan Brough, well known to fans of the long-running ABC TV music quiz show Spicks and Specks. Alan is also an author, and his children's book Charlie and the War Against the Grannies is published by Pan Macmillan.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.